The U.S. Congress returned to work today in Washington, D.C. for the lame duck session. That's the time between Election Day and when the new batch of House and Senate members are sworn in January. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
This lame duck is the twilight of Democratic power in the House, where Nancy Pelosi will wield the gavel as Speaker for a final few weeks. After the sweeping victory by Republicans in House districts all over the country, they'll be in control of that body come January. Congressman Don Young is looking forward to that and expects to get a subcommittee chairmanship. He says top on the agenda now, during the lame duck, is whether to extend the Bush-era tax cuts. Republicans want them all extended, but some Democrats say keep them only for middle-class Americans, not the high-wage earners.
If I had a crystal ball, I think we probably will address the tax extenders. I don't know whether they would become law. They'll probably negotiate a one-year extension for everybody, a five-year extension for 250,000. And down.
Also set to expire, long-term extended jobless benefits and breaks to the estate tax. And the budget is on the docket. Congress hasn't passed any of the major spending bills for the new fiscal year. Young says it's most likely they'll just pass another temporary resolution.
I don't think much will happen. It would probably pass a continuing resolution, which has to happen if the government keeps running. There may be some opposition to that, too.
Alaska Senator Mark Begich announced on Monday that he's got a new job, his first in a leadership post, as chairman of the Senate Democratic Steering and Outreach Committee. It works to build communication with groups outside Congress and is mostly made up of the chairs of major Senate committees, giving Begich FaceTime with some of the caucus's power players. Some members of Begich's party want to see legislation dealt with before everything changes in January. Even though Democrats will keep control of the Senate, it'll be a slimmer margin.
There's a lot of issues still pending in the lame duck session, such as Paycheck Fairness Act, FDA, food safety, issues around natural gas and what we do about electric vehicles and converting them. Those are kind of small issues, but the reality is I think lame duck is going to be around these bigger issues.
Begich says those bigger issues are reforming taxes and education and fixing the way Congress does business. As to whether any of that will actually be tackled now is another thing. The Senate is Capitol Hill's cooling chamber, so legislation may fall at its doorstep with a quiet thud. Senator Lisa Murkowski also says she'd like to see tax issues tackled, and she doesn't want to see Democrats push through last-minute bills.
I think we need to look carefully and critically at what will be put before the Senate. This should not be viewed as an opportunity for the Democrats to pass things that they couldn't get passed before, just because it's like, okay, this will be the last opportunity with our numbers at this level. If it's not good legislation before and we weren't able to get it passed, then it probably isn't good legislation now.
Murkowski points to a pending bill on natural gas vehicles as not a top priority. She says with national unemployment at more than 9%, now's not the right time.
I think a lot of people are going to look at that and say, so wait a minute, what does that have to do with what's going on with a struggling economy? Is this really what you're going to be debating right now, is how we advance natural gas-powered vehicles? So I think it's important that we look critically at the initiatives that will move forward.
On Tuesday, Senate Republicans will hold their organizational meeting behind closed doors, but Murkowski will not participate.
Since the election is not yet certified in Alaska and since the votes are still being counted as we speak, it's not anticipated that I will be seated at the meeting tomorrow, which is unfortunate because there will be a vote on the future of earmarks and whether or not the Senate Republicans move to ban those. I think that would be a mistake for us as a conference to do that.
The leader of Republican Senators Mitch McConnell came out Monday against earmarks, a shift in policy for him. Republicans will also vote Tuesday on their leadership team. Murkowski was a member of that top group, but stepped down after pressure from McConnell when she launched her write-in bid. Her name will not be floated as part of the leadership team on Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,